Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit legally.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News,
episode 535.
On Now You Know. So according to a startup company called Perrin.app, it's an EV data platform, Tesla added more superchargers in Q3 of this year than the next 9 charging networks combined.
So 1,820 Tesla supercharger stalls added in just the third quarter. Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
And look at everybody else.
Yeah. I mean, the next best is ChargePoint with 300.
300.
Yeah. But I mean, all time, if you look at their all time numbers of 4,449, that is just a fraction. It's like 1/9 of what Tesla has. So do you remember earlier this year when Elon posted this? Just left the Tesla design studio. Most epic demo ever by end of year ever.
Yeah, that was July and now it's October. I think we can all agree that Elon was referring to the next generation Roadster, but there's not much time left.
Right. A lot of people were kind of skeptical of the Roadster even appearing at all. You know who you are. But Franz von Holzhausen, Tesla's chief designer on the Ride the Lightning podcast on Sunday, confirmed that the Roadster demo will be happening this year and said this: I'm excited to showcase the Roadster for a lot of different reasons. The wait will be worth it. Franz also went on to say they've gotten the Roadster to the point where it seems to test the limits of physics. And Franz teased that there are going to be new features, including new paint options.
For those of you who are new to the channel, Zach and I have earned next generation Roadsters in the Tesla referral program, and we still have all the lists of names of people who used our Tesla referral codes to get us there. So when we get our Roadsters, we are going to be having some epic fun with them and sharing those experiences with you.
Stay tuned. So thanks to Ground News for sponsoring this episode.
U.S. auto safety regulators are investigating Tesla due to failures of door handles on 2021 Tesla Model Y vehicles, which have been linked to issues with their low voltage battery systems.
But depending on where you get your news, you might not have heard about this, and the story might look completely different.
That's exactly why we keep partnering with Ground News, an app and website that doesn't just show you the most important stories of our time. They show you the bias, the credibility, and financial interests driving the different narratives.
Follow the story at ground.news/NYK. You'll see how uneven the coverage really is.
Out of over 240 reporting sources that Ground News analyzed, 88% came from left-leaning outlets.
Now take a look at these two headlines, one from the right, one from the left. Just a single word can completely shift the framing and lead readers to see the story in completely different ways.
This is exactly the partisan spin that fuels public division. When the news is filtered through political lenses, it's almost impossible to get the full story, and the result is more outrage, more confusion, and more conflict.
Ground News was founded by a former NASA engineer with one mission in mind: to help people break free from echo chambers and see the full picture. And we knew our viewers would love what they've built.
From their interest feeds that help us track developments on stories we bring to you guys, to their blind spot feeds that surface other important stories that one side of the spectrum is missing or ignoring, Ground News has truly become a better, smarter version of the doom scrolling we were already doing.
Which is why we got our viewers 40% off the same unlimited access Vantage plan that we've been using every day.
That's just $5 a month for clarity and context when you go to ground.news/NYK or scan the QR code.
Ground News helps us stay curious, think critically, and stay grounded, and we know it'll do the same for you. So as if we needed proof that Tesla's Cybercab is coming, not only did Joe Tegmeyer spot Cybercabs in the Giga Texas crash test area last week,
but now Tesla is posting 3 manufacturing jobs at Giga Texas, specifically for Cybercab.
Remember that Elon said earlier this year that he is targeting Cybercab production at 2 million units annually. Elon said, in fact, the line will move so fast that actually people can't even get close to it. I think it'll be able to produce a car ultimately in less than 5 seconds.
Just for some perspective, if you watch the output door at Giga Texas today, you'll see a Model Y driving itself out about once every 60 seconds.
Wow, so that's going to be an improvement of 12 times.
That's a big improvement, but like 60 seconds is already pretty insane.
So Tesla's next earnings call, that's where we get to hear Elon and the team's take on what happened in Q3, but more importantly, their thoughts on what lies ahead. That will be happening tomorrow, Wednesday, October 22nd at 4:30 p.m. Central Time.
We'll be tuned in and taking notes as always and reporting all the good stuff to you the next day on our Thursday show. So make sure that you hit the subscribe button and the bell notification so you'll be notified and you won't miss out.
And speaking of earnings calls and the things that are talked about during earnings calls, like car sales, the Tesla Model Y L variant, so you know the six-seater, the extra-long Model Y that's being built in Giga Shanghai, well, sales have been really strong there.
Tesla sold 8,221 units just domestically in China in September.
That makes it number four on the list of China's best-selling large SUVs, right after the Leap Motor C16,
Li Auto's L6,
and Xiaomi's YU7.
Yeah, the YU7 sold a lot, 22,244 units in September.
And I mean, I can see why. The Leap Motor and the Li Auto, they look like the same and they look like kind of old boxy minivans.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not up on the latest car style trends in China, but...
Well, I'm just saying, look at those three photos. Which car would you rather have? I know one's green, but the first two just look so dull.
I agree.
The Model Y L, by the way, is sold out in China through October and November. So it is selling really well.
Nice.
So I don't know how many people know about Tesla's American Hero discounts. When Tesla launched it earlier this year in May, we talked about it. It was a $1,000 discount off the price of any Tesla vehicle. It was available to military veterans, retirees, active duty members, their spouses, first responders, teachers, and even students. And it used ID.me to verify your occupation.
Now on Tesla's website, they have added medical providers and nurses, but they seem to have removed students. And now they've reduced the discount to $500.
Not only can you use the $500 deduction on any of the five cyber sexy Tesla models, but now Tesla has added full self-driving supervised trial of 3-month trial for those who use a referral code to buy a vehicle.
Premium connectivity with a 1-month free trial.
And financing offers, like Tesla's offering financing, including 3.99 APR. So that's pretty cool. Make sure you take advantage of that if you belong to that category. So we still haven't gotten version 14 FSD, and I think that your theory may be proving correct.
Yeah, I think that 14.1 had some bugs, and they probably fixed those bugs with 14.1.2, but I think that until Tesla are sure that 14 is near perfect, they aren't going to make it a wide release.
And I think Elon's post on the 18th backs this up. AI Driver had said 95% of the indecisive lane changes and braking have been fixed in FSD 14.1.2. I haven't touched my steering wheel in 2 days. I think it's time, Tesla AI.
And Elon said 14.2 for widespread use. And the fact that Dirty Tesla and some others just got 14.1.3 shows that Tesla is fixing a few things.
Yeah. So, I mean, even though they kind of implied it was going to be a wide release, I think they've slowed that down or stopped it altogether until they get those bugs fixed. And I think 14.2 is going to be the release that we should all be looking forward to.
And I know it's annoying. It's disappointing. We all want full self-driving, completely level 5, fall asleep. I mean, that's what I'm waiting for. That's going to change my life when that day happens, right? Because I'm just going to be like, oh, where do I want to go? And then I will just tell my car that that's where I want to go and I'll fall asleep and I'll wake up there.
I think we have to remember that every time Tesla releases a new major release, so, you know, 11, 12, 13, there's usually a step backwards a bit because it needs time to, like, I don't know what's going on in the background, but...
Now, take a step back. Step forward. And a step back. And then we're cha-cha.
So I'm guessing that that's why 14.1 wasn't perfect and 14.2 will be a lot closer.
Yeah, the new versions usually include a lot of phantom braking and indecisiveness. I don't know how
they root that out.
They wrote that out. I mean, I'm sure... It's above my pay grade and it's probably above yours, but I'm excited to see 14.2. So Tesla's rolled out another feature in the Tesla app to make service even easier, the new maintenance tab.
Now it seems to be only showing up for iOS users at the moment, so go check your app, but it gives estimates of the repair date and the costs and uses vehicle data to determine if any part is in need of replacement. So check and see if your app has it by going to service, request service, maintenance.
It shows you the estimated life remaining for each component in your car and the estimated cost to replace it.
I think that's really cool. All right, it's time for some SpaceX news, and Starlink posted SpaceX now has launched more than 10,000 Starlink satellites to date, enabling reliable high-speed internet for millions of people all around the world.
And Elon said, congrats Starlink and Falcon teams on building and launching 10,000 satellites. SpaceX now has several times more satellites in orbit than all others combined. All others combined. He doesn't mean all other satellite internet companies.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. gummies, vapes, flour, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Combined, he means everybody.
Yeah, including NASA and other countries.
If you look up in the sky and you see a satellite, the chances of it being a Starlink satellite are the highest. Forgetting visibility.
All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. We are on to our 7th Patreon giveaway.
What are we giving away, you ask?
An EVject Escape Connector 2.0.
Zach and I use one every time that we charge. In fact, we helped develop it, kind of.
It allows you to drive away safely if something scary happens while you're charging, all without having to get out of your car and unplug.
If you're one of our lovely patrons, then just comment on the post to be entered to win.
And if you're not a patron yet, what are you waiting for?
We're giving away free stuff all the time.
Plus, you get our Patreon bonus stories 3 times a week, all for as little as $1 a month. Come on.
We'll see you over there.
All right, we're back from a Patreon bonus stories. Time for the shout outs. Who do we got today?
Ray Monogold.
Air IC.
Dirk Bester.
Martin Hansen.
And Richard Heisman. Thank you so much for supporting us. We can't do this show without you.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. Jeffrey says the future is being built now. Don't just watch. Be part of it and become an expert AI tutor at XAI and help build Grok. $45 to $100 per hour for full-time roles. What is the tutor role like? Solving complex, interesting problems every day. Look at all these cool jobs. My favorite one is X memes and headline commentary tutor. $100 an hour to do that? That sounds fun.
So you get to work at XAI and you basically are helping to train Grok to be...
smarter.
Better. Interesting.
Elon said SpaceX will carry about 90% of the world's payload mass to space this year, so it is pretty much Earth's space program. Vittorio said the internet just broke.
And Elon said not us.
Yeah, he was talking about the Amazon AWS computer outage earlier this week.
Yeah, I think everyone heard about that or went, why isn't the internet working?
Elon said try XChat, our new encrypted communication system for texts, file transfers, and audio video calls. Enable from left menu.
And then he went on to say, I don't trust Signal anymore.
He said the messages are fully encrypted with no advertising hooks or strange AWS dependencies such that I can't read your messages even if someone put a gun to my head. You can also do file transfers and audio video calls. Doge Designer posted that Mark Zuckerberg paid $20 billion for WhatsApp because every message, call, video, picture, voice note, everything is sliced, diced, and analyzed and used to sell advertising.
And Elon says XChat doesn't have and never will have any hooks for advertising.
Doge Designer posted breaking. Elon Musk has just confirmed that Floki, his dog, is the new CEO of X.
Elon said he's very dependable.
I thought he already was the CEO of X. Would he take a break?
I don't remember any of this happening.
Elon posted material possessions were making me weak, so now I have only what is needed. Interesting. I wonder just what he has on his person?
I don't know.
I'd like him to list some of the things that are needed.
I know.
Are socks needed? Like Elon said, Blue Origin has never delivered a payload to orbit, let alone the moon.
And then he said, useful payload.
And that is because the acting administrator of NASA said, we're in a race against China, so we need the best companies to operate at a speed that gets us to the moon first. SpaceX has the contract to build the HLS, which will get U.S. astronauts there on Artemis 3. But competition and innovation are the keys to our dominance in space. So NASA is opening up HLS production to Blue Origin and other great American companies.
Penny2X said, competition is good, but it seems silly to imagine someone getting us there faster than SpaceX.
And Elon said they won't. SpaceX is moving like lightning compared to the rest of the space industry. Moreover, Starship will end up doing the whole moon mission, mark my words. A permanently crewed lunar science base would be far more impressive than a repeat of what we already have done incredibly well by Apollo in 1969. Elon said postponing Grokopedia version 0.1 launch to the end of the week. We need to do more work to purge out the propaganda. Canal says, why is the AWS outage affecting you? I thought you were decentralized.
Elon said, pretty weird that an AWS outage caused Signal to fail.
And he went on to post this meme of, but X and Starlink didn't skip a beat. Snoop Dogg posted that he's 54.
Elon said, same. Happy birthday.
Peter Diamantis said 800,000 layoffs in 2025, 10,000 in September alone tied to AI. Jobs are disappearing fast. But here's the truth no one wants to say. It's the start of a new gold rush for those who learn how to build with the machines, not fight them.
Elon said, working will be optional in the future. There will be universal high income.
I hope not. But Elon said, please take a moment to vote your Tesla stock. Yes, it's coming
please
down
do.
To the wire.
You're running out of time. If you own Tesla shares, you have a right to vote for your shares. So please do that.
All right, it's time for community mail time.
Community mail time.
Oh, do we have some Tesla guesser today?
Yes, we do. We have some Tesla guesser.
All right, I'm ready.
So, first
let
one.
Let me have a sip of coffee. Let me get ready. Everyone get ready, okay?
So, just for anyone who doesn't know, there's this thing called GeoGuessr where they drop you in a like Google Photosphere somewhere in the world and you have to guess where you are. Here, we have to guess where the Tesla is and our fans send them in, which is really fun. Here's another angle. Okay, now this one's a little trickier. Tesla guesser. Chris sent these in, but they are from three completely different places. Don't think that they're next to each other. Don't think that they're... So these are three different pictures, three different places. Here's the first one. Okay. Here's the second one.
All right. Okay.
And now we have the third.
Okay. Ugh.
So these are tough.
Okay. Well, the license plate on the third one's going to help a lot, I think.
We'll see.
Okay. Remember, we'll tell you at the end of the show, but post what you think before that in the comments. I'd love to see who's right. All right. Do we have a last one?
Last one here. And it's a doozy.
Okay.
Okay. Pascal sent this one in. Now you get... Half a point for the continent.
Okay, half a point for the continent.
Full point for the country.
Ooh.
Take a gander. Take a look.
Oh, there's no license plate. Oh, well, there is one in the car in front.
Yeah, I don't think there's enough. You can try to have Grok zoom and enhance. I don't think it's going to do it.
All right, so tough four ones this day. All right. All right, it's time for some supercharger reviews. Let's see what people have found out there in the world.
Hi, second, just say we're here in Nacksta, Sundsvall in Sweden. Then Steen stalled. Here is Sibylla across there. And the other side of the street, there's a pizzeria. Also, Sibylla is a fast food thing that you can get fast food. And there's a Landry's Peel across the street that you can buy house vangs and stuff. So I'll rate this a pretty solid 8 out of 10. So now you know.
Now you know.
Hey guys, welcome to Elverson, Pennsylvania, the Peter J. Camille Service Plaza. This is a V3, 8 stalls. You see the service area in there. Restrooms are Roy Rogers, the Dunkin' Donuts. I'm going to give this a 7 just because it's a V3 charger in the middle of nowhere. I think a couple hundred miles from Breezewood, which is our next charge stop. I mean, on amenities, like 5, but I'm going to bump up the rating just because this exists.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger reviews. We've got a map on our website where you can upload your own and check out everybody else's reviews.
Thank you so much for joining us today, everybody. Okay, before we go, let's do what the answers are to the Tesla guesser.
Okay.
First one's mountains. I'm just going to guess Switzerland.
Incorrect.
Okay.
It is, forgive me, I know I'm going to say this wrong, Banff, Alberta, Canada.
What?
B-A-N-F-F.
Oh, got that completely wrong. Okay, second one I think is in England somewhere.
Yes, so Eastbourne, England.
Do I get full points because I said England or do I have to get the town?
You know, I don't know. Comment down below if you think that, I mean, because I think that there's levels of difficulty. Obviously, you could spend like 20 minutes trying to research where this is exactly, or you could just be having fun. I think that you get to decide your own kind of, your own scoring system based on your level of competency, because there's some people who are just really, really good.
Let's Third one's Europe, but I don't know where.
It is Nürburgring, Germany.
All right, but now I'm ready for the really tough one.
Okay.
I know it's in Africa. That's my guess.
Okay, so you get a half point.
Okay, but I have no
Africa
idea what
Africa is the correct.
No idea.
Continent. Country. Togo.
Never would have gotten
it. West Africa.
And I think this is the first one we've seen in Togo.
I think you get a quarter point if you knew that Togo was a country in West Africa.
That's a good point.
And I'll give you another quarter point. You can get all the way up to your full point if you can look at a map without zooming in. Open Google Maps.
Just zoom
way out and then point to.
I know it's on the West
Togo.
Coast.
You gotta get the
south
pin.
Of Mauritania. I don't know. But I don't know. It's a tough one.
Yeah. So good
it's
luck.
A tiny little country on the coast.
How cool that Pascal is from Togo.
Wow.
Which is a place.
And that he spotted this.
I apologize. I think myself pretty geographically literate. I didn't know where it was. And yet we have people who are not only who live there and watch our show,
but
found a Cybertruck in Togo, West Africa,
so cool.
Took a picture of it and sent it to us.
That is so cool.
So thank you to everyone who sends in
Send them into hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. We love doing this. It's so much fun. All right. So thank you so much for joining us today, everybody. Don't forget, head over to Patreon next for your bonus stories and to enter for your chance to win the EVject Escape Connector 2.0.
And if you're on Patreon and you're like, where is all this stuff? Just scroll down. The way that Patreon works is we're just a board and just scroll down. You'll find all sorts of great stuff on there. And if you're in the market for a Tesla, please feel free to use our Tesla referral code below in the show notes.
Tune in on Thursday to find out what happened on the Tesla earnings call. We'll see you guys then.
Now you know.